I'm really excited about the mailbag segment that we'll do every week throughout the course of the season. If you have a question for me on Facebook or on Twitter, just leave the hashtag AskJT. JT, what positives can we take away from Sunday's game? Well, the Raiders care about wins, not losses. So if you look at the positives coming out of that game, first, let's start with Derek Carr. He started fast, completed his first 7 of 7 in that game, didn't turn the ball over, and threw 2 touchdowns. He went up against Rex Ryan's defense, and I thought he came out of the game okay. And I believe overall, the Raiders are excited that they put Derek Carr in a really difficult spot, and he was able to handle that pressure. Westside has the next question. He says, JT, it seems like every play was a short pass or a simple run up the gut. Was the play calling too conservative? Well, I wouldn't call it conservative. I would say it was safe because Derek Carr was starting the first game of his career. Greg Olsen and his staff did a great job getting Carr ready for this moment. And I think he was able to handle it. He showed a lot of poise in the pocket, and he didn't turn the football over. But I think that Greg Olsen will open up the offense this week against the Texans and take deep shots down the field. Carr has a monster arm. He can throw it anywhere around O.co Coliseum. And if you utilize the weapons of Marcel Reese and Darren McFadden out of the backfield, Michael Rivera at tight end, I think the Raiders are going to spread it out wide and attack. Do you see James Jones as a legitimate number one wideout? And how do we take advantage of the line of scrimmage? James Jones, 2 years ago, led the NFL in touchdown receptions. There's no doubt he's a legitimate number one. He's not the ultimate deep threat, such as Megatron in Detroit, but he can get open and he's sneaky fast. And I'm happy you brought up the line of scrimmage play, because Dennis Allen mentioned that in his post game after the loss to the Jets, where he thought the Raiders lost the line of scrimmage play. This week, Tony Sparano will have that offensive line ready to go. They got to run the ball downhill. They might even run it right at J.J. Watt. Whatever they have to do with Justin Tuck, Woodley, Smith, and that entire defensive line, including Khalil Mack coming off the edge, you better believe the Raiders better win the battle in the trenches in this game. This is a big game. The Raiders have to have it, and it's going to be won in the trenches. Joey on Twitter asks, JT, I'm excited about the offseason signings. Do you think they'll be able to hang with the best this year? Well, Joey, this is a key year for Reggie McKenzie, the ability to build from the inside out and through the draft. They have all different starters on the defensive side. The offense has many new starters, so this is a work in progress. But I love the chemistry of this team. I like the attitude of this team and the direction that Reggie McKenzie is going in. Keep those questions coming on Facebook and on Twitter. Remember the hashtag AskJT. And then next week, we'll get you ready for the road trip. I'm really excited about that. The Raiders embark on the journey to New England to take on the Patriots, and then right after that, we go right to London to take on the Dolphins. Thanks for joining us at Raiders.com.